AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Starting at 5 p.m. local time today, people in Mississippi do not have to wear a mask. Governor Tate Reeves says the number of people hospitalized with the coronavirus in Mississippi is down and vaccination numbers are increasing. Texas's mask mandate will end next week. President Biden is both raising and lowering expectations as he hails faster progress in delivering coronavirus vaccines. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
On one hand, the president expects vaccine doses to come faster than anticipated.
We're now on track to have enough vaccine supply for every adult in America by the end of May.
2 months earlier than he had been predicting. But the overriding question remains, when will things get back to normal?
I've been cautioned not to give an answer to that because we don't know for sure.
For now, the president's offering hope.
By this time next year, we're going to be back to normal, and before that, my hope.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S.-led coalition in Iraq says at least 10 rockets have targeted a military base in western Iraq that hosts American troops. The AP's Nicole Winfield reports Pope Francis is pushing ahead with a first papal trip to Iraq starting Friday.
The three-day trip is primarily aimed at trying to encourage Iraq's Christian communities that have been devastated by the Islamic State insurgency. He will be traveling to them up in the north, but he's also going to be meeting with Muslim leaders, including the Grand Ayatollah.
The number of coronavirus cases in Iraq is rising. Federal national security officials are expected to testify in the second Senate hearing about what went wrong on January 6th, the day of the Capitol riot. A live pipe bomb was found at a polling place in Iowa. It forced an evacuation of the building. There was a vote yesterday on a school district special election in Arkeny in central Iowa. No one was injured. Stocks are higher at the opening bell on Wall Street. This is AP News. Russian news channel RU24 reports the new U.S. sanctions against Russia over the poisoning of opposition leader Alexei Navalny are a PR move.
The channel's anchor calls the word sanctions a big word, which spreads panic and causes fluctuation in the stock market. He thinks everything will calm down in time, adding it will not be the first or the last time sanctions are imposed on Russia. The Biden administration sanctioned 7 mid-level and senior Russian officials on Tuesday, along with more than a dozen government entities. As well, the European Union has imposed sanctions on 4 senior Russian officials. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of at least 6.0 struck central Greece and was also felt in neighboring Albania and North Macedonia and as far as Kosovo and Montenegro. One man was injured by falling debris. No other immediate reports of serious injuries. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.